I didn't see the organ.
There was a... There's an organ and piano and drums and bass. But anyway,
How are you doing now?
Well, I'm still playing some music, and I've decided to go back to school.
Which school?
Which school?
If you want to be a different fish, you've got to jump out of the school.
Well, my last name's Bass, so I'm a fish of a certain kind.
Bass?
Yeah.
Okay, with that pun, we've got to move on. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
One of my favorite albums in college and one of the most eclectic was Safe as Milk. Just called to thank you for that. I hope you don't disown it that it's so early.
No, I like that album.
A couple of arrangements by Ry Cooder. I've enjoyed your slide work through the years, too. You know, that's a favorite kind of sound of mine. And you always had stuff that sounded like no other.
Ry Cooder had nothing to do with anything I did. Other than Robert Pete Williams, if you're talking about a song called Grown So Ugly.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that by Robert Pete Williams?
No, I haven't.
I doubt if you'd want to hear it on Save His Milk if you heard him do it.
I see. Well, Cooter's credited on the disc, but I don't know if that means anything, you know.
No, he was playing.
Uh-huh.
But he did do that arrangement.
It would seem to be.
Grown So Ugly. But which one?
Let's see. Sure enough, yes, I do.
Sure enough, and yes, I do.
So it says. But regardless, it sounds good anyway, and I hope some of your listeners check that one out because it seems they've all tapped into you a little later on with Trout Mask. And I look forward to seeing your art.
Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. We're moving on to the next question. Hello, you're on the air.
Sounds to me like that guy.
Hello?
Is a Ry Cooder fan.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Am I speaking?
Yes, you are.
Hi, I wanted to say that, first of all, obviously you must know you've influenced an awful number of weirdos through the years.
Weirdos?
Well, whatever. And you've influenced my artwork and my feeble attempts at music, but I have the feeling that when I was a kid, my relatives cut out something from the newspaper about a boy who had his own TV show sculpting animals.
Do you remember?
And dinosaurs.
Do you know about that?
And at that point, that already influenced my life because I was an amateur dinosaur sculptor. So I think that even as a kid, I was influenced by you.
Hi, we got to move on here. I'm sorry. We got time for one more call. Hello, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Hi.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
You know, Strictly Personal, that record?
Yeah.
And that picture you open up and there's... when I was young, that really scared the hell out of me, that picture. What was that about?
Well, that was a bunch of individuals, the man from Planet X.
Right. Well, it was scary just looking at
that
it.
That was me, the guy with the horn.
You got the horn and then the rest of your band, right?
Yeah, and the thing really hurt, man. I mean,
you know, I'm not talking what's behind it and stuff, just when you look at it, it was scary.
It scared me too.
Yeah, it was like 10 years, but I'm still scared when I look at it.
I enjoyed that.
Well, thanks for all your stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Now we're going to go to one more song, and we're going to hear Floppy Boot Stomp.